Introduction. The details of Mr. Washington's early life, as frankly set down in Up From Slavery, do not give quite a whole view of his education. He had the training that a coloured youth receives at Hampton, which indeed the autobiography does explain, but the reader does not get his intellectual pedigree, for Mr. Washington himself perhaps does not as clearly understand it as another man might. The truth is, he had a training during the most impressionable period of his life, and that was extraordinary. Such a training as few men of his generation have had. To see its full meaning, one must start in the Hawaiian Islands half a century or more ago. The footnote reads, "For this interesting view of Mr. Washington's education, I am indebted to Robert C. Ogden, Esquire, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Hampton Institute of the intimate friend of General Armstrong during the whole period of his educational work." The paragraph continues. There, Samuel Armstrong, a youth of missionary parents, earned enough money to pay his expenses at an American college. Equipped with this small sum and the earnestness that the undertaking implied, he came to Williams.